earlier shiurim we've touched on various aspects of the melacha of bona. Of course, the Mishnah tells us in Daf Ayin Gimel that bona certainly is one of the lametes melachos. And at the very beginning of Perek HaBona, the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, HaBona Kam Yivne Shiyehe Chayim. The Gemara doesn't tell us explicitly where exactly you find the melacha of bona melachas HaMishkan. Obviously, it's present in building the Mishkan, but the Rishalmi tells us both in Klal Gadol, in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, also the very beginning of Perek HaBona, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, that the source of bona is rooted in the Kiroshim, the Karshe HaMishkan. Yerushalmi asks that Ma Binyan Haya B'Mishkan, where exactly was the Meleches Bona? The Yerushalmi answers Shayonostim Krushim Al Gabe Adanim. It was necessary to insert the Krushim in the Adanim, in the sockets, and therefore that is considered to be the Melech Daraisa of Bona. This case of Krushim Al Gabe Adanim, right, has two very different elements to it. And this we've discussed in the past. Number one is the following, that certainly when it comes to Meleches HaMishkan, it is a form of Asiyas HaOhel, forming or creating a type of shelter. That certainly is what is being done when one places the Krushim into the Adan. And furthermore, it is considered to be Kibbutz V'dibuk Chalakim, taking components and unifying them as a single entity. So they would take the Krushim and the Adanim, they would insert the Krushim, they would affix the Krushim. In such a case, that is considered to be the Tzuris HaMalacha of Bona. We've seen in the past that the Rambam stresses both elements of this aspect of Bona. The Rambam, for example, in Perek Yud, Halachi Yud Gimel of Shabbos, and the Rambam later in Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Chav Zayin, the Rambam writes, if a person will make an ohel kavua, so in such a case, that is considered to be an example of meleches bona. And the Rambam earlier, in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam gives us the principle that underlies the melacha bona, that kol hamakabetz chelek chelek v'dova kakol ad shiyasa gufecha, when you take components and you're able to unite them as one, as gufecha, the Rambam writes that that is considered to be a case of bona. So therefore, both elements, in terms of its meleches machsheves, in terms of its purpose, as the Rambam writes when it comes to Asiyas HaOhel, in terms of its description, as the Rambam writes, mekabeis chelek el chelek, that is considered to be part of meleches bona. However, the following difficulties. Number one, one we touched on earlier, when the Rambam mentions in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, that if a person creates an ohel, a shelter on Shabbos, one is chayiv, the Rambam writes that you're chayiv because that is toldas bona. The Rambam writes that asiyas ha-ohel is only considered to be a tolda. Why should that be a tolda? Why should that not be the actual av malacha, comparable to the case of krushim al gabe adanim? Question two is the following. The context of that Rambam I mentioned in Zayin Vav, where the Rambam defines the Tzuras HaMalacha Bona, the Rambam is dealing with an unusual case of Megabin. That's the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Heyam Aleph. A person who layers cheese is Chayiv Mishum Bona. Very unusual application. When a person makes cheese, one normally would not think this is considered to be the Melech of Bona, but that's clearly what the Gemara tells us in Daf Tzadehe Amar Aleph. Tells us in that sugya, the Ramascha Varoda raises an incredible kasha, we touched on in the past, that if you see that Migaben is Chayiv Mishum Bona, so therefore shouldn't we argue that Bona is considered to be Melech HaSochon Efesh? That's Tosus' kasha. And once you have a principle of Mitoch, the sugya and Beitza Daf Yed Beis Amar Aleph, shouldn't we argue that mitoch shehutru letzarech huchanami shelo letzarech? And therefore, any form of bona where there's a tzarech hayom ktsas on Shabbos should be mutter min haTorah. And therefore, Tosus goes as far as to say that if your house collapses, rebuilding that home on Yantar should be mutter midaraisa. Tosus answers, enochinami, that's true. It's an isser of uvda dechol to repair the home on Yantar. The very great chiddush that Tosus writes. But Tosus assumes, if Megabin Gvina is Bona, so in such a case, therefore that should be called Melech HaSochon Efesh. When we learn Meseches Beitza, we pointed out the great Chidushim, that number one, is, does mitoch apply to all malachos? The Rambam and Paragalef of Chesyantiv is very limited. That mitoch only applies to a couple of malachos, to Hotzah and to Lo Sevaru Eish, to Havara. And even if you disagree with the Rambam, and you apply mitoch more generally, but doesn't it have to be Maleches Olcha Nefesh? The fact that Megavin is Chayim Mishumbone, that makes it Maleches Olcha Nefesh. This is what's very relevant now for us. Megabin is not the Av Malach of Bona. Megabin is only a Tolda of Bona. The Gemara says Chayiv Mishum Bona. And that Rambam is explicit in Zayin Vav. Megabin is only a Tolda of Bona. If something is only a Tolda, you can apply the principle of Mitoch. The Av Malach has nothing at all to do with Malachas Olcha Nefesh. There is a case in terms of its Tzuras HaMalach that it resembles the Av, and therefore this is a Tolda. That's enough to label something as Maleches Olcha Nefesh and now apply the principle of Mitoch. The Maleches Yantiv points out that Mitoch certainly only applies to Maleches Olcha Nefesh, and that can only be defined from the perspective of the Av Malacha, not cases of a Tolda. It's almost Ein Ladav herself. If you can envision a Tolda, that's enough to apply the principle of Mitoch. But that's a possibility that Tosas mentions. The Rambam is mentioned as explicit. Megabin is only a Tolda. But now the following question. Why is that true? If, after all, the definition of Bona is Mekabetz Chelek El Chelek, as the Rambam writes, in order to understand why Megabin is Chayiv Mishum Bona, why is that considered to be a Tolda Bona? Why is it not considered to be the Av Malacha? So the two instances, the case of Asiyas HaOhel, the case of Megabein, the Rambam writes, both of those cases are considered to be a Tolda. Even furthermore, we discussed an earlier shiur in the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and on Daf Kuv Zayin, the case of Mapis Mursa. That was one of the classic instances of Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa. If a person lances a boil, and his express purpose is only Lahotzi Leich in order to allow the pus to leave, in such an instance, that should be a case of Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa. And Tosfos points out on Daf Gimel Lamed Aleph that therefore, whether you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon is critical. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv Min HaTorah, you're stuck. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, the way Tosfos says, we do lahalacha, this is only an issud rabbanon, so now b'makom tsar lo gozra be'rabbanon. Good. We discussed at length the difficulty in the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam seems to pass in both ways. On the one hand, Aleph Zayin, the Rambam passes Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa is Chayiv. On the other hand, the Rambam in Perek Yudif El Chashavis, in Halachi of Zayin, Halacha Chafei, the Rambam paskins like those kulas. One of them, Mapis Mursa. How can Mapis Mursa be motor b'makom tsar if this is a Malacha Shino Tzrich Lagufa, which is Chayiv Min HaTorah? Good, that we've discussed in the past. What malacha is this? The case of Mapis Mursa. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin, HaMapis Shvin B'Shabis, HaReze Chayiv Mishom Make B'Patish. The Rambam writes, Mapis Mursa, this is a problem of Tikkun Mana. This is a problem of Make B'Patish. That's the Rambam's Chiddush. Good? This is against Rashi. Rashi writes in Ksuva Sanda Vav Mabez, that these types of cases are considered to be bone. And in fact, Rashi and Shabbos and Avkub Zayin Amar Aleph Dimamaskel Chayiv has two deals. Whether Mapis Mursa is bone or whether it's a problem of Makke Bepatish. So the Kesev Mishnah on that Rambam, Perek Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, writes the following, the Tema, that my Makke Bepatish Shayich Bazeh. What kind of Makke Bepatish is in the case of Mapis Mursa? Hello, Einze Gemar Malacha. Right, that's not really considered to be the Tikkun HaKli, Mapis Mursa. A person is just simply doing it the Hotzi Leicha. Since such an instance, that's considered to be a problem of Maka Bepatish. The Kesev Mishnah writes, Bahavile Lefarish Mishum Bonen, Kedepirish Rashi. And therefore, the Rambam should have said that this is an example of the Malacha Bona. As Rashi writes, Netzuk Yandav Kuvzayim. Good. So far you have a couple of cases that the Rambam writes is a Tolda. You have the instance of Mapis Mursa where the Rambam writes that is not Bona at all. That is considered to be a case of Makke Bepatish. Furthermore, the sugi that we saw earlier on Daf Ayin Dalet Amad Beis, where Rava tells us the following chiddush: Haiman da avir chavita. If a person makes a chavis, yischayiv zayin chatos. If a person makes the tanur, then yischayiv shmona chatos. Is bona included as one of the chiyuvei chatos for a person who makes this chavis or this tanur on Shabbos? So Tosfos already comments, and Afayin Dalma based Ramasal Chavita, that if you look in Rashi, Rashi in both the case of Chavis and the case of Tanur does not mention the Malacha Bona at all. Why is that true? Because Rashi is assuming that Bona is not to be included because Ein Binyan Bekeimen. Ein Binyan Bekeimen. So take a look for the next Shir, Adaf Kuv Beis Amud Beis, Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph, and especially take a look in Chedushei Ramban. Do we apply in these cases Ein Binyan Bekeilim? Tosfos writes that certainly not. The cases where the Gemara describes Ein Binyan Bekeilim, Tosfos says is the following: B'machzer Mita or Menorah Shel Chulios. What does that mean? When one reassembles. Right? You have a menorah, you take it apart, you put it together, it's made up of individual components. When you reassemble that menorah, that's Ein Binyan Bekeilim. But Tosa says, Aval kisha osa legamre. However, when a person is forming the kli, so of course you're chayiv mishum bona. Ein binyan bekelim, this simply means that there's a difference between reassembly as opposed to, the Ramban writes, yitziras kli mechadash, as making a kli anew. Tosa says, kisha osa legamre. So in such a case, of course, you're chayiv mishum bona. Good? And therefore, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. If you're making a chavis, if you're making a tanur, of course you have to include the melach of bona as one of the chiyuvei chatas. Here you cannot apply the principle of ein binyan bekelim. And Tosfos refers you to the sugya daf kuv beis amud beis. The Gemara tells us the following: that haiman da ayil shufta bekufinu demara. A person has a hoe. The metal part of the hoe is on the bottom, and a person, right, places the handle right in the hoe. Now it's necessary to reinforce it. Otherwise the handle is going to pop right out. So haiman da ayil shufta. A person takes a shufta, a peg, and he puts it bekufina demara in the hole of the hoe in order to affix the handle. That, the Gemara says, you're chayiv mishum bona. Why? Because that's not reassembly. That's considered to be, as Tosfos writes, kisha osa legamre kol hakli. In that case, of course, one is considered to be chayiv. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi Shita, plays down ein binyan bekeilim, but of course a person will be chayiv in such an instance. But Tosfos continues and leaves with the following tzarachim. Tosfos writes, the Gemara tells us in the end of Kol Gadol, ayin heim ud beis, minafeach bekli beskuchis. If a person blows a glass kli, chayiv mishum makke bepatish. Tosfos assumes that if the Gemara says you're chayiv mishum makke bepatish, it doesn't mean that you're chayiv even mishum makke bepatish, you're chayiv shtayim, but rather you're only chayiv mishum makke bepatish. Tosfos assumes that means that you are not chayiv mishum bona. Why are you not chayiv mishum bona? According to Rashi, understand very well, a person is making a kli schuchis, ein binyan bekelim. But according to Tosfos Ashita, that's not what it means, that Yetziras HaKli Mechadosh certainly is considered to be bona. So why then does the Gemara tell us that Menafeach Bekli Bischuchis is Chayiv Mishum Makke Bepatish and bona is not mentioned? The Rambam follows the Shita of Tosfos. The Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes V'chein Ha'osek Kli Adama. If a person will make an earthenware kli, Kigon, the Rambam writes, Tanur v'chavis. The Rambam cites both examples of the Gemara of Ayin Daladam and Beis. The Rambam says, Harezet toldas bona v'chayiv. In such a case, you are chayiv. Again, the Rambam writes that you're chayiv because it is considered to be a tolda. But nonetheless, you're chayiv mishum bona. This is exactly as the Sheet of Tosus, that Yetziras Kli Mechadosh is a tolda of bona. How then do you distinguish between the case of Tanur in Chavis on the one hand, the case of Schuchis on the other? Because the Rambam then writes in Perek Yud Halacha Tezayin, that case of Menafeach Bekli B'Schuchis, so in such an instance, you're chayiv mishum matke bepatish. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Kepshuto. Not af mishum matke bepatish. You're only chayiv mishum matke bepatish. So therefore, the Rambam paskins like both cases the Tosas writes of the Tzarachiyun. Kli Skuchis is matke bepatish. Klei Adam is considered to be Tanur of the Chavis. Good? A further issue. Furthermore, right, the Rambam writes that if a person makes a kli michadash, you're chayiv mishum bone. Exactly as Tosas the Shita, the Ramban Shita, against the Shita of Rashi. L'chora, one should have said that ha'osa kli b'shabes chayiv mishum bone. The Rambam writes the following, ha'osa kli adama b'shabes. Earthenware kelim. What is so special about clay adama? Why does the Rambam utilize that limitation? It's true, those are the examples that the Gemara gives us. Tanur and Chavis happen to be clay adama, clay cheres. But is there any added chiddush in this piece in the Rambam? So if you look in the Evan Ha'azel, the Evan Ha'azel found in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin, here Rabbi Yisr Zalman writes the following chidushim. We touched on this earlier. This is also found in Avri Ezri, right? The Evan Ozel elaborates on many of these kashas. The Avri Ezri centers around fewer on kashas. The Avri Ezri is found in Madur Hei, in Hilchos Shabbos and Peraches, Halacha Yud Am. Here, Rav Yisr Zalman mentions the following chidush that we touched on before. It's true that the Av Malacha is Krashim Al Gabi Ha'adanim. And that has two different elements. Number one, binyan, meaning asiyah sa'oel, that a person is forming a structure. That is its meleches machsheves. That is the purpose of the malacha. And in doing so, affixing the krashim to the adanim, that is considered to be kibbutz v'dibuk halakim. A person is taking component parts and joining them. Balshem Shat in Rambam, he argues then, is the following. In order to be the Av Malacha, then it is necessary to meet both requirements. That you have the purpose of Mishkan, that certainly is true, but further than that, the Tzuras HaMalacha has to resemble Mishkan as well. The Chiddush is the following. If it is either or, either it's Asiyas HaOhel without Dibuk Chalakim, or if you are combining components, even if it is not creating a shelter, creating a structure, in such a case, that is considered to be the Tov. So therefore, in both, then that's the Av Malacha Bona, either or is considered to be sufficient for the Tolda. If you have neither Asiyas HaOhel nor Kibbutz V'dibuk Chalakim, it doesn't resemble Bona whatsoever. Not in terms of its description, not in terms of its purpose. It's Meleches Machsheves, that cannot be Chayim Mishum Bona at all. Therefore, when the Rambam tells us, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel, that if a person makes an Ohel, he is chayiv. But if it is an oil which is made through prisas asadin, it is not taking components and uniting them, simply draping a canopy, in such a case, the Rambam writes, that's considered to be a tolda avona. It has characteristic one, asiyas ha'ohel. If it lacks two, kibbutz v'dibuk chalakim, in such a case, that is considered to be the tolda. Step two, migavein, the case of the Rambam in Perek Zayin, so therefore certainly that is not asiyas ha'ohel in any shape or form. It resembles bone in terms of its tzuras ha'malacha. When a person layers, so he is taking individual elements and combining them, so therefore the Rambam writes in such a case that it is considered to be a tolda of bona, but again, not the av malacha. The Gemara in Shabbos and Avtzarehei never said it's the av, but rather that is considered to be a case of tolda. What about the Rambam of Mapis Mursa? That's the problem. Mapis Mursa certainly is not the siyas ha'ohel, nor in the case of Mapis Mursa, even if the person intends to make a Pesach. And that Pesach is, let's assume, lahachnis lahotzi, not just simply lahotzi lecha. But that Pesach is not created through kibbutz v'dibuk chalakim in all. No? So therefore, the person is neither creating the ohel, requirement one, the melechas machsheves, nor does it resemble bo'el in terms of its suris ha-melacha. So therefore, that's exactly why the Rambam writes that in that case of mapis mursa, you can't be discussing bona. The most you could argue is this is considered to be makkeh v'patish. And that's exactly why the Rambam writes Yerchai Mishum makkeh v'patish against Rashi, against the ha'ara of Kesev Mishnah. Good. What about the case of the following Chavis or Tanur, the Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel? There the Rambam says, of course, Yerchai Mishum bona against Rashi Shita, that's considered to be Yetziras Kli Chadash. But again, that's not Asiya Sa'ohel. A person is not creating, forming, building a shelter, a structure. A person is making a kli. The Rambam writes that Chavis or Tanur is considered to be a tolda, a bona, and therefore one is chayiv only as a tolda, that is not considered to be the av malach of bona at all. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halachat Zayin, the case of menafeach b'kli v'zchuchis, that's similar to the case of mapis mursa. Number one, asiya sa'ohel, certainly not. Here a person is making a kli. What's unique about blowing glass is that you're reshaping, you're reforming, but it's not considered to be kibbutz v'dibuk chalakim. It's not that you're taking individual components comparable to the case of the krashim al gabi ha'adanim. And in such a case, that's exactly why, according to the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam writes, this is makkeh b'patish, this is not considered to be even a tolda, a bona, just as the Rambam writes when it comes to the case of mapis mursa. And if this is true, you can understand very well why it is that when the Rambam mentions that if a person makes a kli, he's chayim mishum bona. The Rambam is aware of menafeach b'kli v'zchuchis, that the Rambam writes is makkeh v'patish. So therefore, when is bona asiyas ha-kli bona? When is asiyas ha-kli makkeh v'patish? The answer will be, it all depends on requirement two, whether it entails kibbutz v'dibuk chalakim. That's why the Rambam writes clay adama as opposed to clay sluchis. In clay adama, that's how you make pottery. You take individual particles and they are formed as one. That's why the Rambam stresses ha'osek kli adama. The Rambam purposely is not going to write ha'osek kli, because not every case of asiyas ha'kli is considered to be bona. There are sometimes like kli zchuchis where it's makkeh v'patish, where all you're doing is reshaping, reforming, and therefore in such an instance, the Rambam stresses that it must be a case of menafeach b'kli zchuchis, which is makkeh v'patish, the case of klei adama, b'dafka the case of tanur, or Chavis, where the Gemara says that you're Chayiv Mishum Bona. The Aviezri used this principle that we saw earlier, right, in Ches Yir Aleph, to be Miyashem, and we did the Sugi of Borer, as you remember, that difficulty of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. How is it that you define the Malach of Zoreh? And one must one necessarily assume, as Rabbi Kveger writes, as Eglei Tal writes, that there's a machlokis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in terms of the basic definition of Zohar. Offhand, Rabbi Kveger assumes, of course there's a machlokis, because the Yerushalmi writes in Klal Gadol that Rakak v'frichaso haruach is chay mishum Zohar, which means the definition of Zohar is scattering. The Bavli doesn't assume that it's scattering. Based on the kasha of the Gemara Daf in Gimel and Beis, Hainu Zore, Hainu Borer, Hainu Marake, which leads Rabbi Kveger the Gital to assume a fundamental machlokes l'shitase in terms of the definition of Zore and in terms of its impact on Borer. So that's what Davi Esri points out, not necessarily true. Once you assume this chiddush, that if you can demonstrate that there are two essential characteristics of an av malacha, and something can be a tolda if it has either A or B, so therefore one can apply the same principle to zoreh. That scattering, pirud al yedei haruach, that is one element of zoreh. The other element of zoreh is separating the ochel and the psoles, and either one is sufficient to be considered a tolda. And therefore, even the Bavli could agree, Rakak v'frichaso haruach, since you are scattering, that element is sufficient to consider it to be a tolda of Zora. Well, if that's the case, how does the Bavli ask, Hainu Zora, Hainu Barahana Marakeid? Because the Av Malacha, it's insufficient to have Pirut Ayde Haruach. There it's necessary to have some type of Hafradas Ocha Mitoch Hapsoles. And in such a case, perhaps no reason to assume that there is Machlokes Bavli Rishalmi in these cases. And as mentioned, that's why the Rama can quote this Chiddush of the Rishalmi, even though Poshav Shat, it seems to be against the Bavli, the Sugya, and Dav Ayin Gim. Good. So far, again, in terms of its Hagdara, that's the Chiddush of Mr. Zalman, the two halachos when it comes to Bona, and how consistent it is in the Rambam Shito, although he pointed out that certainly this does not conform with all the deos in the Rishalmi. Good. In that sugi and daf ayin dalim abeis, the case of Chavis in Tanur, which we saw, we mentioned that Rashi has more than one chiddush. Rashi number one writes the following, that there is no malacha of bona, because Rashi assumes that since ain binyan bekelim, that is true categorically. Good, chiddush number one. Rashi now has to explain the following. Why is it in the case of Chavis yirchayiv seven chatos, in the case of Tanur yirchayiv eight chatos? We touched on this earlier. Why is this true? Why is there a difference between Tanur as opposed to Chavis? So Rashi tells us the following chiddush, that in Tanur the additional malacha is makkeh bepatish, and there is no makkeh bepatish when it comes to the case of Chavis. Why is that true? Good. Why should that be the case? After all, if a person makes a Chavis, that's not called gemar malacha. Why is it that you should not be chayiv in that particular case? So Rashi, in the Ramaskal Tanur, writes the following chiddush. In the case of Chavis, me'eleha nigmar malachto betanur. You are not performing the makkeh bepatish. That happens me'elav. And therefore, how can you call that a malach of makkeh bepatish? You take something in its raw state, and you put it in the tanur, it hardens in the kiln, now it comes out as a complete kli. And for that, your chayim is makkeh bepatish. That one did not do anything at all. When we discussed Marva Bishurim, we pointed out that chiddush of Or Sameach, no? That there's something unusual about the melach es ofe, the melach of mevashel, and that is, one could have argued that that's something which is mamish nasis meleah. No? You're not doing it. All you're doing is beginning the process. So at least you see when it comes to Afi and Bishul, Afal Pikein, the Torah says that you are Chayiv. But when you're dealing with a Malacha which normally is done Biyadayim, and instead it is Nases Me'aleha, in such a case, in that instance, you are not going to be Chayiv. We pointed out that perhaps this Rashi is Lashitase of that Rashi in Sanhedrin of Samad Gimel, where Rashi always stressed that Lo sasa chomalacha, Melechet Shabbos requires asiya, requires kum v'esei, and in such a case, if it was nigmara me'eleha, how in the world can you argue that that is considered to melacha of makkeh bepatish? So that's what Rashi writes. In the case of Chavis, you're not chayim mishum bona because ain binyan bekelim. You're not chayim mishum makkeh bepatish because that is something that occurs automatically. That is nasis me'eleha. Good. What about then the case of Tanur? So you're not going to be chay mishum bona because ain binyan bekelim, that's good, but Rashi is mechadish that you are chay mishum makkeh bepatish. Why is that true? Because in that case, it is not at all me'aleha. Because even after the Tanur is formed, it is incomplete. That requires, Rashi says, that hu tachala tfeila, it's necessary to now coat, to glaze the Tanur, and therefore that glazing is al yidei asiyas adam. In such a case, that is not me'aleha. In such a case, beautiful. Now you have your case of makkeh bepatish. That's Rashi's beautiful chiddush, that you can't be chayim mishum makkeh bepatish b'shev al taseh, and that's the difference between chavis as opposed to tanur. So in both cases, there's no malacha bona. In one instance, there is a case of makkeh bepatish. Good, that's Rashi's sheet. This is against the chiddush of the Rashi. This Rosh is found in Maseches Beitz and Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Alef, a sugi that we touched on before in a very different context. There, the Gemara Beitz and Lamed Dalet quotes a brisa that if many different people contribute to making a fire and cooking Each one can be chayiv. So that's where the Braisa tells us, echad mevias ha'ur, if one person brings the fire, the echad mevias ha'itzim, and then a person brings the logs to the fire, and the echad shofes ha'sakdeira, another person positions the pot, kulan chayavin, everyone can be chayiv. That was the sugi of Hagasa. No? That if a person stirs or a person covers, he is going to be chayiv because he is mimmaher bishulah. That's what we discussed, that when is it true that Hagas is considered to be an act of bishul, the chumrah, the kolbo, Hagas al gabeish, and so on. Good? So the Gemara is bothered by the following issue. I understand echad maybe a sa'ur. Good. I understand echad maybe a sa'itzim. Shal face the sakadeira. A person just takes the pot and he puts it on the fire. What in the world did he do? No? It's clear from the Braisa, he was not doing that the Mavasha. That's the other guy that comes and puts the food, right, in the pot. Simply, Simas HaKadera. So, what's wrong with that? The Gemara says that Shofes is HaKadera, my Kavi. So, Rish Lakish says the following, that Hacha BeKadera Chadasha Askina. Here we're talking about a Kadera Chadasha. Umishum libun ra'afim naguba. Here we're talking about libun ra'afim, heating the tiles, hardening the pot, and for that you are chayim. So there is such a chatimtza, that if a person just places this empty pot and exposes it to intense heat, that will harden the pot, and therefore he is chayim. Good? For what is he chayim? What malacha was that? Rashi is very unclear in that sugya. Take a look at that Rashi, based on Lamed Daf Aleph. Rashi uses the word gzeira. Chiddush, no, gzeira, what gzeira? Pashav Shat and the Braisa were talking about kulin chayavim as locha daraisa. Rashi refers to libun rafim as gzeira. What kind of gzeira? If you look in the Rush, right, in that sugya, the Rush writes, Libun Rafim is Makiba Patish. Is Makiba Patish not a gzera? You have this kli that as of yet was not hardened. This is the first time it's being used. You'll expose it to heat, and as it is hardened, then Nigmar HaKli, you're Chayim Yishu Makiba Patish. What's the issue? Is that really considered to be active makeh bepatish? Isn't that exactly comparable to what Rashi writes in Daf Aydal Mabez? Me eleha nigmar malachta betanur. You put a kli, right, in its oven? Of course. As it gets hot, it will harden. You're not hardening. You're beginning the process. From makeh bepatish, you're not chayiv because of setting the process in motion. There you're chayiv because of the active gemar malacha. Perhaps this is exactly Rashi the Shita saying. The reason Rashi uses Gzeira, and that's Sugya and Beitz and Daf Lamed Daled, is because Rashi is not willing to assume as a Dover Poshu that this is called Makke Bepatish. This is comparable to that Sugya and Daf Ayin Daled Mabez, Me'alad Nigmar Lachta Betanur. But the Rashi is explicit. This is Makke Bepatish Daraisa, even though it is being done over the course of time al yedei ha'ish. Poshav shat, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rash, whether a process that results in tikkun mana, can you be chayiv mishum makeh bepatish? Rashi says that no. This is an exception, for example, when it comes to a case of afia or bishul, that you're not doing the maisa afia, the maisa bishul, setting the process in motion, you are chayiv. But not true when it comes to Makke Bepatish. And the Rash writes, you see from that sugya, that one in fact is Chayim. There is another Russian Rashi, however, that are problematic in light of this finish. Rashi writes, if Nigra Malachta Me'eleha, so in such a case you're not going to be Chayiv at all. And the Rush apparently is assuming, of course, that's not true. That even though Nigmar Aleha, in such a case, one is considered to be Chayim. One of the sugyas that we've dealt with as well, when we talked about the concepts of Melachas Machsheves, was that Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach Amud Aleph regarding Zohar. There the Gemara tells us that Zorev Ruach Misayato, of course, is Chayiv. The fact that the wind had a strong hand in this Malacha, that's not grounds for Ptur. When is Chayiv Midaraisa? So as you recall, isn't that a great Kiddush? That even if there's a Koach Achar Me'urabo, that is called Maisa Adam, as opposed to being called a Grama. And therefore, maybe one should argue the same thing applies when it comes to Nezikin. That even if there's a Koach Achar Me'urabo, in such a case, one would be Chayiv. Can I derive from the case of Zoreh? That's the context of the Gemara. Libo V'lib Saharuach. That if I ignite, I was the Mavir, and the Eish carries, Enoch Inami, right? Right? That's called Adam HaMavir. And for that, you are Chayiv. Right? As we discussed, not because Baal HaEish, right? Mishnayim She'asu, you're the Mavir. But what if the act of Havara was a composite act? Limbo B'Lib Soharuach. That there's no way the fire would have ignited had it not been for the Eish as well, that Koach Acher, in the initial act of Havara. So the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe that's called Grama. And Grama bin Yizakin is Bata. How can you say that Koach Acher Me'urabo Ruach is called a Grama when you see Zara Yorachayev, and certainly in Shabbos, Grama is Potter, it's not an Issa Daraisa? So that's where the Gemara answered its great Chiddush, Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah. One cannot equate Melach of Zora, Melachas Machsheves Asra Torah, with the concepts of Gram and Maisa. When it comes to Kala Torah Kula, this was one of the unusual Makoros that we mentioned, where Melachas Machsheves is Gorim Chiyuv, not Gorim Tur. Now here you see that Melachas Machsheves L'chumra, that it's easier to be Chayiv on Shabbos than you are in other cases as well. What does the Gemara mean exactly? When the Gemara says that, no, Zor Mechsayato, forget about it. That's not relevant to our case, because Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. Good? So Rashi writes the following Chiddush, Nat Gemara Baba Kama Daf Samach. Rashi writes, Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah, Niskaima Machshevaso. That was your intent. You threw it up intending that the wind would be misayaya. So therefore, v'nichalei beruach misayato. That's what Rashi writes. Since niskaima machshavaso, for that you are considered to be chayin. That's what Rashi writes. Meleches machsheves asra Torah, that was the meleches machsheves, the machsheves hagavra, niskaima machshavaso, and therefore you're considered to be chayim. What do you see from Rashi Shita? That even if B'chol HaTorah Kula would not be the case, not true when it comes to Melech Shabbos. For that, you're chayim. Because is avid machshavaso, niskaima machshavaso. Rashi does not mention in any shape or form that this is an exceptional case of Zorah. Rashi, in explaining why Zorah of Ruach Mesayata was chayim, does not tell us there's something unusual about Zorah, and don't equate Zorah with Shar Melech HaShabbos. Rashi says, of course you're chayim, because Yisavin Machshavaso, Niskaima Machshavaso. And in such a case, you're considered to be chayim. This is reminiscent of the sheet of the Ran that we discussed at length. We did the Malach of Kosei, the Sugya Daf Kuv Dal Leveis, the Ran of Chok Tochos. If Chok Tochos is not called Ksiva B'chol HaTorah Kula, V'harayah the Sugyin Gittin and Daf Chav, where the Gemara tells us when it comes to Tzitz, when it comes to a Get, V'kosav means V'chokak, as long as it's Chok Yerechos, but not Chok Tochos. How is it possible to assume that one is Chayiv on Shabbos if Hitil Gagal Shalches, and lo and behold, you have two Zions? Isn't that a classic example of Chok Tochos? You saw two possibilities. The Rashba, that writes that's not called Chok Tochos, that's called Chok Yerechos. And the Ran says, no, of course not. Since Niskaima Machshavaso, If the person intended to form two Zayins in that way, Malachis Machsheves Asratarnis Kaima Machshevaso, and therefore you're considered to be Chayim. This is exactly the Rashi Baba Kama Daf Samach. If going in, that was the intent, and that is how a person intended to complete the Malacha, in such a case, you're Chayim Mishum Zar, you're Chayim Mishum Kosei. What do you see from Rashi Baba Kama Daf Samach? That Chiddush of Malachis Machsheves is applicable to Malachis Shabbos in the broadest sense. And in Achinami, the Ran applies that Sfar of Rashi even to the Malacha of Kosei. Good. This is against the Rush. The Rush and that Sugi in Baba Kama, Perek Vav, and Akone, Simin Yud Aleph, the Rush interprets it very differently. The Gemara says, Zohar Baruch Mesayato, Mleches Machsheves Asur Torah. And the Rush continues, and Afo Pid Lohav Yel Grama Balma, and even though Ruach Mesayato is a Gromis, you see when it comes to Nezikin, nonetheless, Bahachi Chayiv Torah. Nonetheless, you're Chayiv Mishum Zohar. Why? Kevon de Malacha Zu, Ikar Asiyasa Al Yedei HaRuach. That's not what Rashi writes. Kevin de Malacha Zu, Ikar Asiyasa Al Yedei HaRuach. What is the Rashi saying? This is the definition of Zohar. That's what Zohar is. You're asking me there should be a tour of Ruach Misayato? How can there be a tour of Ruach Misayato if that's the definition of Zohar? Kevon de Malacha Zu, Ikar Asiyaso Al Yedei HaRuach. That's very different than Rashi. The Rashi seems to indicate clearly that this is true because that's the essence of Zohar. We did the Sugya Borer. The Baal HaMor writes, don't tell me that Borer should be Potter because of Lashon HaTzricha LeGufa, because you're removing that which is undesirable. That's what Borer is. Of course you're considered to be Chayim. In other malachas, where the Ikra malach is Tzrich LeGufa, and you perform that malacha Shino Tzrich LeGufa, Rab Shimon will say you're Potter. You can't say that when it comes to Borer. That's what the malacha is. That's a very different way of understanding the Gemara. Rashi says that this is Niskam Achshavaso, and the Ran is willing to apply this when it comes to other cases. The Rush writes, Kev and the Malacha Zuik Yisiyasei HaRuach. According to the Rush, if you were to deal with other cases of Shabbos, where the Malach is clinched Al Yedei HaRuach, you'd be potter. Even if that was Machshavaso, we wouldn't say Is Oven Machshavaso, Is Kaya Machshavaso. We would say that's considered to be a Grama, and in a Chinami, you are potter. For example, if you look at the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham in Archaim Reish Nun Beis Sivkot Mechav. What happens if a person is no sin chitim lereichaim shalmayim? You have a mill which is powered by the water. So a person puts the chitim in the mill, and the water, right, propels the water wheel, which causes the chitin to be ground. The Magen Avraham writes that you're potter on Shabbos. That's called grama. The malacha was not done al yedei ma'is adam. I didn't crank the mill. I didn't grind. Here it was al yedei hamayim. In such a case, that's considered to be a grama. The Evan HaOzer, for example, in Shimon Shin Chav Ches, writes absolutely not true. Of course you're Chayim. What, you ground Al Yedei Hamayim? Malachis Machsheves Asur Torah. And that's comparable, Devin HaOzer writes, to Zore V'ruach Misayato. But you're surprised that you threw the grain in the mill and it was ground? Well, of course that happened, no? That's the process. Poshav Shab, this should be dependent on Machlokes, Rashi and the Rush. The Magen Avraham Poshav Shad is assuming, as the Rush, that this Chiddush of Ruach Misayato is unique to Zohar, because this is the definition of Zohar. That's the Malacha. Zrika Satvul Ruach. That's the Malacha. What is the Malachis Tochen? The Meleches Tochen is setting up the process of Tchina? Mechateis. Tochen is like Shar Melachos, where the Maisa Tchina is Biyadayim. And if you will perform that same result indirectly, that's called a Grama. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes, that Grama on Shabbos is Nisud Rabbanon. That is not Tochen Midaraisa. The Evan Ozer assumes no, like Rashi, like the Ran, that Gemara of Kamen of Samech is telling us a Chiddush, that when it comes to Melech Shabbos, despite the fact that you would call this Grum another Ezra Halacha, if is Avid Machshavasa, Nis Kaimne Machshavasa, that's called Chilu Shabbos. Zohar is not an exception, Zohar is the rule, and therefore what's the difference whether it is Al Yedei HaRuach or it's Al Yedei HaMayim? In such a case, for that you are considered to be Chayim. Good. That's Machlokas between Rashi and the Rosh. The following difficulty, when it comes to the case of Zohar, is that similar to our earlier cases? Nigmara me'aleha. Nigmara me'aleha. A person performs the process, no? And the act of Zora, the separation of the Ochel and Psoles, occurs al yedei haruach. Isn't that a legitimate question? That in the case of Zoreh, good, an act of winnowing, I toss it. But the act of Zoreh, the separation, right, al yedei haruach, hafrodas ochel min hapsoles, that occurs al yedei haruach. That is not something that I myself am actively doing. What do you make of that, no? So Rashi says, that's true. It's all al yedei haruach. That's true, but you're chayu because melachas machshavas asur Torah. It's news to you that that happened. Oh, the wind came. That was your plan. That's how you set out. And the Rosh writes that you're right. This is an exceptional case. Now, in Zohar, that's the definition of Zohar. But in Shar Melachos, in Achinami Tochin, for example, you would be potter. How then does that relate to our case now of Chavis and Tanur? No? A person goes ahead, right, and places the Chavis in the oven. Good? A person is Shofes Es HaKedera. Rashi says, you can't call that Makke B'Patish. Why not? Because Me'eleha Nigra Hamalacha. You didn't do that. That was the process that was set in motion. Perhaps one could argue that that's a steer in Rashi Shita, no? Rashi writes that Melechis Machshavas means if Niskaima Machshavaso is Avin Machshavaso, of course you're Chaya for that. When it comes to other areas, la halacha, grama, you're right. You can't call that a maisa hezek biyadayim. But you're chayiv just simply for putting that process in motion because he said machshavaso. And what is true of Zohar is true of Kosev, the Ran writes. Why shouldn't that be true of Makke B'Patish? And yet Rashi writes that you're not chayiv for Makke B'Patish because you didn't do the Makke B'Patish. You didn't perform the Gemara Malacha. That's a great, great chiddush in light of the way Rashi understands the Sigin Bava Kama Da Sama. That Melechis Machshavas tells us that nonetheless you're chayim. And one could raise the opposite difficulty according to the view of the Rosh. The Rosh is the one who writes in that Sigin Beitz and Daf Lamed Daled that Libun Ra'afim Yerchayim Yishum Makke B'Patish. How, you didn't do it? What lechor is the answer? What do you mean you didn't do it? You set the whole process in motion, right? Shofis is sagadera. You put the pot on the heat. You knew it's going to harden. When hours later it hardens and becomes a kli, for that you're considered to be chayiv. That's not called a grum at all. Why isn't that called a grumma? I would argue because melachis machsheves aser Torah, niskaya machshevaso, is oved machshevaso. That's the process. That was the intent. You knew very well putting this new pot on the fire that is going to harden. Of course, you're chayiv. But how does that fit with the Rush in Bava Kama Daf Samach, where the Rush interpreted the fact that you're chayiv mishum zoreh not because isavid machshavaso, and obviously it's a no-brainer that you're chayiv because this is what you did. No, you're only chayiv because that's how zoreh is accomplished. But is that so simple? You would apply that to Makkah B'Patish? Makkah B'Patish is normally B'Yadayim. So if you have a case where Makkah B'Patish is Me'elav, why are you chayiv according to the Rush? Here one could argue that all of a sudden the shita seem to be flipped. Right? One could have linked the Rashi and Bava Kama with the Rush. And the Rush's explanation, and that's again Bava Kama, with the Rashi is that Nasis Milan normally is not chayiv, with the exception of Zora. And all of a sudden, the views seem to be very, very inconsistent. This is a kasha you find in the Minchas Asher and Siman Samachtes. Arsa Gibbona, Arsa Gimaku Epatish, how does this machlokes of Rashi in the Rush of Nasis Mealeha fit, but with these particular cases, with the way they explain the sugya of Zora Bruch Mesayata? Rashi Shita, that one could argue perhaps as follows. Maybe one could suggest that there still is a difference between Zoreh as opposed to the Makkah B'Patish according to Rashi. Maybe one could argue that the time element is considered to be a critical factor. If the malachi is nases v'nigmeres b'shas ma'isa adam, then Rashi is willing to assume that's called isavim ha'shavasa. That's niskama ma'shavasa. A person is zore and simultaneously, right, with the act of Zoreh, a person winnows and the wind immediately catches, that is called Maisa Adam. Maybe Rashi would argue that's not called Nasis Me'aleh. Nasis Me'aleh, perhaps one could argue, is when it's Nasis Me'aleh La'achar Zman. Maybe one could add that caveat. Nasis Me'aleh La'achar Zman. In the case of Shofis is Hakdeira, in the case of Chavis and Tanur, you will put it in the oven now, and then, right, the gradual process, hours later, after it's hardened, right, then Inochinem Nigra Malachto, that no longer relates to the Simas Hakdeira. But here, the Mais Zriya, and the effect of the Zriya, the Hafrana Solchem Solas, are Boin Kechot. And in such a case, that's when you can assume that the Malachis Machsheves Aser Torah, that's part of Ma'is Zriya. Mashen Ken, when it's considered to be Lachar Zman, in fact, we'll have to learn the Sugya and Daf Kuf Chaf Mabez, right? The Sugya of Gram Kibui. No? Let's assume, for example, right, there is a fire, and I am interested in extinguishing that fire. But there's Nisadaris of Mechaber. So the Sugya Nafkuf Chafmud Beis Gram Kibui is the following. So I will take a bunch of barrels that are filled with water. I will put them at a distance. The fire will spread. Eventually, It's going to burn the barrels will burst, and now the water will pour out, and it will extinguish the flame. The Gemara says that's called a gram kibbutz, and one would not be chayiv. Why don't you argue? What do you mean? Niskamim achshavaso. Why did you put the barrels there? Obviously, because you wanted to contain and extinguish the flame. Right? Maybe one could argue exactly that point. That is comparable to the case of tanur, chavis. There, it is only la'achar zman. That is not chayiv midaraisa. When does Rashi admit that niskam achshavaso ki a basis of chiyuv? That's where it is considered to be bevasachas. Then you argue that that is considered to be part of the asiyah sa'adam, and in such a case, ruch mesayato is not considered to be a ptur. If, however, you look in Achiezer, Rav Chaim Ozer suggests, it's found in Chelek Gimel and Simen Samach, a different explanation in that sugya of Gram Kibui. It's not the time element, whether it's a delayed effect or whether it's an immediate effect. Rav Chaim Ozer suggests the following chiddush. Is this the derech b'nei adam? Is this the derech asiyas ha-melacha? When do you assume meleches machsheves asur Torah, and therefore you can be chayiv? If this is the normal way in which the melacha is done, that's zore. Winnowing is normally done al yedei haruach. Mechabe is not normally done in that fashion. That's the normal way of kibui. Had it not been Shabbos, I would take the buckets of water and extinguish the flame. Doing so in that fashion, that's not the derech asiyah samalacha. Very mistamer. And therefore, in that instance, that is called a grama. But if that is considered to be the derech hamalacha, as it is in Zoreh, of course, in that case, one would be chayiv. So gram kibui, that's not derech kibui bekach. Vashen kein in Zoreh, of course derech Zoreh bekach. And therefore, you're considered to be chayiv. If that's true, though, you still have the difficulty with our case of chavis. If you're going to tell me that when there is a delay, it's not an immediate effect, that is considered to be nasis me'aleha, that will account for gram kibui, but will also account for the case of chavis, where Rashi will argue that that's not called makav patish. However, if you're telling me no, it's based on whether this is the normal derech hamalach or whether this is a highly unusual application, it's highly unusual to place a kli in the chavis to harden it. And it's highly unusual that that results in makav patish. Of course, that's the derech hamalacha. In which case, again, why shouldn't you argue that that is considered to be a malach of makkeh b'patish? If, as Rashi mentions here, you can plug in nasis malachta. So if this is the case, you're still faced with a difficulty. Why is it that Rashi argues this is not makkeh b'patish? And why does the Rosh argue that this is Makav Patish in light of the way that they explain that Sugin of Akamandav Samach, whether Zora is the rule or whether Zora is considered to be an exception? Lachori, you have to argue both according to Rashi and according to the Rosh that Makav Patish is different. There's something exceptional about Makav Patish. They'll flip it in different directions. Rashi is maintaining that even though normally one would have been chayiv, because niskam achshavaso, not true in makav patish. And the Rosh is going to argue the opposite possibility, that even though normally this is called grama, zora is an exception, makav patish is also exceptional. And therefore you're chayiv even though it was nasis me'aleha. Why should makav patish be an exception? Both Rashi and the Rosh apparently can agree to the following. There's something unusual about makav patish. What is unusual is the following. Whenever it comes to malachas, as we began with the malachah bonev, we always describe the following. That number one, there is the malachas machsheves, there is the purpose, right, of the malacha, and there is the tsuras hamalacha, no, the manner in which it's done. We discussed zora, we discussed bonev. Good, you can break things down. When it comes to bonev, chibur, that's the tsuras hamalacha. Right, it's malachas machsheves, asiyas ohel. Good. When it comes to zora, its purpose is hafrod. Its tzura samalachi is winnowing all yidei haruach. There's something unusual at makor patish. When it comes to makor patish, what is its malachas machsheves? That's obvious. No, tikkun mana, tikkun kli. The result, the effect, is absolutely clear. That's the malachas machsheves of makor patish. But I'll ask you a harder question. What's the tzura samalacha? What is the tzura samalacha? What's the description of makor patish? Here, you're going to get stuck. Now, can you have a tzura samalacha when it comes to the case of makor patish? Right, that there is an asiya mugderes, a maisa malacha that defines makor patish? No, not really. Makor patish can have 1,000 different methods. What you will have is the common cause of gemar kli, of tikkun mana. What is the tikkun mana? It'll be different for every case in point. That's what's unusual about makor patish. Makor patish does not have a maisa mesuyam. The ikar certainly is the malachas machsheves. It's totsah. In that sense, it's unique. We'll have to discuss, are there toldos of makor patish? Because normally, when it comes to cases of zareh, as an example, right? Why is mashkamah mizraim a told of zareh? This again, malikat labeis. You have the same malachas machsheves promoting the growth of this plant, but a different Surah Samalacha. And that's because Zareya has a very defined Maisa Mesuyam. When it comes to Makor Patish, what is now, what is a Tolda? If it doesn't even have the purpose of Gemar Malacha, can it be a Tolda? And if it has that purpose, can it be a Tolda as opposed to being the Av? We'll have to see, are there Toldos when it comes to Makor Patish in that sense? But Makor Patish is clearly exceptional in that following sense, that there is no Maisa Malacha Misuyemes, but in terms of Malachas Machsheves, certainly that's the Hagdaras Makor Patish. Gemar Kli, Tikkun Mana. That Rashi and the Rosh will both agree is what's unique about Makor Patish. The question now is the following. So how do you flip that difference? Now that your Makor Patish is unusual, how does it impact on our issue? How does it impact on our issue? This lechora can be used to understand Rashi and the Rosh. In the following way, the Rosh would argue as follows. When you're dealing with Shar Malacha Shabbos, there's a Malacha Mesuyemes, a Maisa HaMalacha. The Rosh writes that Maisa HaMalacha must be that which is immediate, that which is a maisa adam, that cannot be done on yidei grama. Grama is potter when it comes to malachas Shabbos. What about zora? That's what the Rosh writes. No, zora is an exception because that is the maisa malacha. Winnowing, tossing this up into the sky and allowing the wind to separate. That's the definition of zora. But when it comes to other cases, that's called grama. That's not called a maisa hamalacha. So what was our difficulty? Well, if that's true, how can the Rosh say libun raf in his makor patish? That was ayyadeish. You know what the answer could be? There's another exception, and that's makor patish, because makor patish lacks a maisa malacha hamasuyemes. So what are you going to say? Your act of makor patish was indirect, it wasn't the asiya samalacha. And I'll press you. And what is the asiya samalacha of makor patish? You're going to have to admit that it's more nebulous, it's not concrete, it's not so tangible. There, the totsah, no? Inachinami, that's exactly then what the Rosh writes. If this is accomplished even al yedei ha'esh, you're going to be chayim yishom makim b'bakish. See, in Zoreh, that is the Maisa Malacha. In Makim b'Patish, there's no need for the Maisa Masiyemis. As long as al yedei Adam, there is a Gemar Kli that is considered to be sufficient. And for that, you're considered to be chayiv. In the balance of Shar Malachi Shabbos, there you require a Maisa Masiyemis, and Grama would be Potter. That Posh of Shat is how the Rosh would understand. Zohar is an exception, and here when it comes to Makim b'Patish, that's true as well. Maybe one could argue the following according to Rashi in the opposite way. Rashi tells us that you can't be chayiv for Makim b'Patish because it's nasas mi'aleha. What's the difficulty? And what about Zorah? It's not Nasas Mi'aleha. And Rashi does not say Zorah is an exception. Rashi says that's the rule of Melechus Machsheves Osur Torah. Maybe one could argue, according to Rashi, the opposite possibility. That when the Melacha is defined, there's a prescribed Maisa Malacha, then you can argue that Melechus Machsheves Osur Torah means that that Maisa Malacha occurs, even if it's Al Yedei HaRuach, but the intent was that that Maisa Malacha is carried out. Melechus Machsheves Osur Torah means for that you are chayiv. The Maisa Malacha was done, the Maisa Ksivu was done, the Maisa Zri was done. I normally speaking, chokirechos na chotochos, malachas machsheves osur Torah. When can you argue that this is true? When there is a defined malacha. And Rashi writes that if that definition is carried out, even if it's al yedei haruach, that's not potter, that's malachas machsheves osur Torah. But here Rashi writes the following chiddush, perhaps the opposite of the Rosh. Precisely because Makim b'Patish is undefined. So what is it that makes you chayiv? The malachi is undefined. And you're going to argue that grama is chayiv. An undefined malacha, ayyadei grama, for that you are chayiv. Maybe here Rashi writes the following. When the malach itself does not have a rigid hagdara, there my sudden is required. Your act of tikkun mana, for that you are chayiv. But if there isn't a clearly defined tikkun mana, and it is not done al yedei ma'isa adam, how can you be chayiv for that? That perhaps is Rashi's chiddush. So when it comes to shar malachos, precisely because it's a malacha ktsuva, it's a malacha mugderes, a ma'isa misuyemes, in such a case, then one could argue Rashi's willingness to allow grama. But if it's an undefined malach in terms of its maisa malacha, and it's done al yedei grama, so in such a case, Rashi says, Makim b'Patish hanase me'aleha. For that, right, there is no chiyuv whatsoever. Perhaps both Rashi and the Rosh agree that Makim b'Patish must be that which is unusual. And interestingly, they apply the exception of Makim b'Patish in the opposite direction, as they're willing to do when it comes to the malacha of Zohar. Again, a fundamental machlokes. Rashi and the Rosh understand the Sigin Bava Kama, how it impacts in our cases of Makim b'Patish, and so far, right, are beginning to understand differences between cases of Bona and cases of Makim b'Patish. For tomorrow, take a look at the Sugin of Kufbeis Mabeis Kuf Gimel Mad Aleph. As he mentioned, the cases of Binyan and Stira B'Kalim. Take a look at that Chiddush of the Ramban. Where do you draw the line according to Tosis? When does reassembly become Yetziras Davar Chadash? We'll have to go through again the cases of Lul Shel Tarnagolim, the cases of Kufina Demara, right, and then point out some other possibilities as well in the Ramban Shittah.